Buying or selling your home? Real Estate for Life can connect you with a pro-life real estate agent. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 65% to Catholic Answers. Learn more at realestateforlife.org. Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Very happy to be here with you on a Tuesday afternoon. Thank you for being here with us. You're going to be happy you came because Jimmy Akin is our guest both hours today, and you can ask him anything you want. 888-318-7884 is the number, whether you're Catholic or not. Whatever your question is, they're all welcome when Jimmy is here. 888-318-7884. Jimmy, of course, is our senior apologist here. He's the man behind Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World, and he's the author of a brand new book, Evidence for Christ, How We Know That Jesus is the Messiah. Hello, Jimmy.
Hello, Cy Kellett. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you very much for being here with us. I'm going to ask you a question in a minute, and I'm going to ask you about dinosaurs.
Okay.
Everybody loves dinosaurs. Okay. Kids love dinosaurs. Adults love dinosaurs. Probably you love dinosaurs. I know I do.
Oh, yeah.
But is there a problem? Do they pose a problem for Catholic belief? That is, there don't seem to be any dinosaurs in the Bible, and the fossils say would suggest that the Earth is really, 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 really old. So do they conflict with Catholic beliefs in any way? And I said I'm going to ask you that question because before we get to that question, I'm going to ask folks if they will support us because it is time for the first hour of our spring pledge drive. And I'll give out that number. And we've got 9 of our colleagues waiting online on the phone lines at the moment. And that number is 888-291-8000. We come to you just 4 times a year, and we just take 6 hours to raise the funds we need for the next 3 months. And we don't even take all of those. Like I said, we'll get to that dinosaur question in just a second. 888-291-8000, Jimmy.
And we want to make sure that we let people know what we've got going on in this drive. As you said, we only do this 4 times a year. We really try to keep the fundraising minimal. But that means when we do fundraise, we do need to hear from you. Right now, we've got 10 of our fellow employees on the phone or available to take your call. And so far, none of them are on the line. So we've got wide open lines. You can call in right now and make your pledge. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000. And we have some exciting matches for people. Cy, why don't you tell us about those?
Well, the first major match is that this hour we have a $20,000 match. That means every gift is automatically doubled up to $20,000. You give 100 right now, it's going to be 200 and on and on. And that's good because that we have that $20,000 match because that's our goal for the hour. And if we reach our goal each hour, then we will be fully funded for the next 3 months. There's also a second match today, and that is for anybody who can give a one-time gift of $500 or for anyone who can give a monthly pledge of $20, we have a donor who will match that again. So just say you are able to give $500 at 888-291-8000. Really, today, that becomes $1,500. You can also go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or just text the word Catholic to 24365. As Jimmy said, lots of our colleagues online, 13 now ready to take your calls, 888-291-8000. And one of the things that we love to be able to do is when those lines start to fill up, we can stop asking you to call and just go right to the questions and let Jimmy do what we'd really rather have Jimmy Akin do in answering questions. Pick up that phone if you could, 888-291-8000.
And before we get to the first question, which is from you, Cy Kellett, I want to make sure that I have our matching structure straight in my head so that the audience and you and I will all be on the same page. So
yes,
the basic match we're working on is we're trying to raise $20,000 in this hour.
Yes.
And so that's our overall goal for the hour. And any funds you contribute will get matched towards that. So if you give, let's say, $100, that becomes $200 for us. So it's doubled. Then we have a second match, which is if you're able to give $500 or more, then it will be matched again. So if you give $500, it would become $1,000 because of our overall $20,000 match, but then it's going to become $1,500.
Yes.
So it's tripled because of the second $500 or more one-time gift amount. Then we have a third match, which is if you make a new, so if you're not currently a supporter, maybe you've been one in the past, maybe you've never been one, but if you're not currently a supporter and you give $20 or more per month, then, and we really want those monthly ones because that's a steady base of support that we can count on going forward. That makes it much easier for us to know how many resources we're going to have going forward if it comes in a regular monthly way. So we really want those monthly gifts. But if you make $20 or more, it'll also get matched a second time. So what that means is if you donate $20 a month, that would work out, and loads of people can afford $20 a month, but that would work out to $240 in the course of a year. That would get doubled because of our overall $20,000 match and become $480. And then it would actually be copied again and end up being tripled. Just like the $500 match or more gets tripled, the $20 or more new gifts will also get tripled. And so those two, the $500 or more one-time gifts, you can be a current donor for that, or you can be a new donor. Or if you donate monthly $20 or more and you're not currently a supporter, that also will get tripled. So everybody gets at least doubled. And if you do one of our two alternate matches, you'll get tripled, which helps us out even more. So we really do need to hear from folks. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And we want to thank you when you make your gifts. So, Cy Kellett, why don't you tell us about the thank yous we have to offer folks this time?
I'll tell you what, if you can, we've got basically two, and one of them is if you give $50, we're going to send you the beautiful new book, and really a very much needed book from Robert Grieving, The Apostolate of Courtesy, How to Save Souls and Change the World Through the Power of Manners. That's for a $50 gift. And for those of you who are able to do that $500 gift, in addition to it being tripled, you'll get that book, The Apostolate of Courtesy, but you also get the fantastic new book from Jimmy Akin, Evidence for Christ, How We Know That Jesus is the Messiah. Both of those gifts are yours if you can come in at the $500 level. There have been phone calls. I'm very grateful for it. There are 10 lines open right now. Perfect time to call, 888-291-8000. Also a perfect time to get Jimmy to answer that question. What about dinosaurs? Are they a problem for a Catholic?
Well, so you, in preview in the question before you actually asked it just now, you built in a lot more elements for me to address. So okay. I want to make sure I don't forget anything.
Okay.
Now, so the fundamental answer is no. Dinosaurs are not a problem for Catholic belief. Now, there are different approaches to the book of Genesis that are found in different Christian circles. For example, in Protestantism, there is a common approach. It's not universal in Protestantism by any means, but there's a common approach called young earth creationism, which holds that Genesis, the early chapters of Genesis, are to be taken very literally, that the earth was literally created in 6 days, that there was a literal global flood and things like that. And even people who adhere to young earth creationism, and there are some Catholics who do, they don't have a problem with the idea of dinosaurs.
No.
They'll simply say, yeah, God created the dinosaurs, and some of them even got taken on the ark in the flood. And if you go to like Ken Ham's Noah's Ark Discovery Educational Amusement Center and you visit his life-size ark, they'll have like dinos there. And they believe that they were on the ark, although they've since all died out. So even people who have very literal interpretations of Genesis, they don't have a problem with the idea there being dinosaurs. They just don't view them as having existed millions of years ago. But that's a minority position. It's a minority position, especially in the Catholic Church, because the magisterium of the Catholic Church has looked at the texts of early Genesis and concluded that they incorporate a lot of elements that are figurative rather than literal, mm-hmm. and that they were meant by the original author to be taken figuratively. In fact, I just, on the Jimmy Akin podcast just this week, I had a look at what the church's approach to the first 11 chapters of Genesis is, and I'll be doing more work on this in the future. But if you look in the catechism, it's quite clear in how the church's approach to these texts is. In paragraph 337, it says, God himself created the visible world in all its richness, diversity, and order. Scripture presents the work of the Creator symbolically, as a succession of 6 days of divine work concluded by the rest of the seventh day. So that's the magisterium's interpretation of the 6 days of Genesis 1, that they are not meant to be taken literally, that they symbolically represent the work of the Creator. And I think there's good reasons for that. I've talked about this previously, but if you look carefully at the 6 days, they happen in two movements. In the first 3 days, God structures the world. He separates day from night on day one. He separates the sky and the sea on day two, and he separates the waters of the sea on day three so that dry land appears. Then, in the second 3 days, he goes back over those same realms and populates them. So he populates the day and the night with the sun, the moon, and the stars. On day five, he populates the sky and the sea with birds and fish. And then on day six, he populates the land with land animals and man. And so this is a very clearly structured literary account to convey what the Creator did. What the author is trying to communicate is not God did this and then 72 hours later he did this. What he's trying to communicate is God made the light and the darkness. He made the sky and the sea. He made the dry land. He made the sun, the moon, and the stars. He made the birds and the fish. He made the land animals and man. He's the Creator of everything. But this is fitted into the seven-day Hebrew week with the seventh day as a day of rest where God's finished his creation. So this is really clearly, to my mind, signaling the audience that this is not to be taken literally, especially because the ancients knew as well as we do that it's the sun that makes it day, and it's the absence of the sun that makes it night. So how do you have a day-night cycle for the first 3 days when the sun isn't even created until day four? That's a pretty big clue. So that's what the church has said about the days of creation. Now, it doesn't require you to hold that view, but it is the view that the church's magisterium teaches. There's also another passage, it's a little bit earlier in the catechism, that has a bearing on this question, and it's paragraph 283. It says, the question about the origins of the world and of man has been the object of many scientific studies, which have splendidly enriched our knowledge of the age and dimensions of the cosmos, the development of life forms, and the appearance of man. So here the catechism is referring to standard scientific studies, which have concluded things like the Earth's 4.6 billion years ago, the cosmos is about 13.8 billion years old, it's 96 billion light years across, and things like that. So here, the catechism, without teaching it as a matter of doctrine, is taking a favorable attitude towards the findings of modern science. And this goes along with the church's interpretation of the 6 days of creation as teaching what the Creator did in a literary way rather than in a literal way. So you take all that into account and apply it to dinosaurs, and well, if the Earth is, as the scientific studies indicate, 4.6 billion years old, well, that gives a lot of dinosaur time in there. Yeah. And we don't have collapse them into human history. We can follow the scientific evidence and say, yeah, they lived tens of millions of years ago, and they all died out between 60 and 70 million years ago, which is actually good for us because it left the planet clear for us. And it wouldn't be so fun living with T-Rexes running around. They were as intelligent as chimps, they hunted as packs, and they were very deadly. So it's kind of good for us that they're not around, as cool as they are. You also mentioned, so there's no problem with, on either model, there's no problem of having dinosaurs with Catholic belief. You also mentioned one other element. You mentioned dinosaurs not being in the Bible, and my response to that would be, who says?
Really?
Okay. There are various monsters that are mentioned in the Bible, like Behemoth and Leviathan. And there's the dragon in Revelation. And so the question is, what's behind this monster imagery? Well, okay, we in the, our, you know, Western culture in the 1800s dug up a bunch of bones and classified them as dinosaurs. But people have been digging up bones for all of human history. You know, there'll be bones in a cliff and the side of the cliff will fall off and there'll be the bones.
Right.
And so humans have actually been finding dinosaur bones all throughout human history. And we know this because we have records of it. We have records, for example, of ancient Greeks and Romans finding dinosaur bones. And they assumed correctly there must have been big monstrous creatures here at some point in the past.
Yeah.
And because that's what the bones would suggest. There's actually a famous story from St. Augustine. You know, now he was from North Africa, which is on the Mediterranean coast. And he recounts being on the beach one day and he found a giant tooth. He said it was like 50 times the size of a normal tooth. And he assumed it came from some great ancient giant thing.
Yeah.
And he had probably found a dinosaur bone. So people have been finding dinosaur bones all through human history. That's going to include the ancient Israelites. And that tells us the probable basis of the imagery for monsters that we find in the Bible, like Behemoth and Leviathan and dragons and things like that. The ancient Hebrews probably saw dinosaur bones and imagined what those animals would be like and then incorporated them into their writings as literary motifs.
There you go, Jimmy. Thank you very much. What a great and comprehensive answer on dinosaurs. I very much appreciate it. I was enjoying the answer very much. You know what else I was enjoying was people called during that and gave. So we're off to a good start. I'm very grateful for those who have picked up the phone and called. If you're just joining us, what I'm referring to is we are in the first hour of our spring pledge drive. We just take 6 hours each quarter to ask you for your support. And as you can tell, we don't use most of the hour for that. We allow Jimmy or whoever is the apologist for the day to do their work. I've got folks on the line ready to ask Jimmy their questions. So I'll just give out the phone number one more time. We have a $20,000 dollar for dollar match this hour for any gift in any amount until that $20,000 is used up. We have a second match for anybody who can give $500 or more in a one-time gift. That will be matched a second time. So your $500 becomes $1,500 to us because of generous donors. And a third match, if you are able to make a $20 a month pledge or more, a monthly pledge, we have a donor who will triple monthly pledges of $20 or more, or who will give us that second match. So you're essentially your monthly pledge is tripled. So if you can make a monthly pledge of $20, $30, maybe $50, maybe $100, you can have that money tripled right now at 888-291-8000.
And I want to give folks an update on where we are right now. We're about a third of the way through this hour, and we are also about a third of the way towards our $20,000 goal for this hour. So we're right on target. We do need you to keep calling, though, because we have 16 Catholic Answers employees waiting to hear from you, and currently none of them are on the line. They're just sitting at their desks waiting for your call. So you'll get right through. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And want to say a special thank you to Fidelity Trust, from a Fidelity Trust from Wayne in South Dakota, who has donated $1,000. That's going to get tripled. That's going to become $3,000 for us.
Thank you, Wayne.
And so thank you very much, Wayne. It is important that we get some of those larger gifts. We're going to need them in order to meet our overall drive goal. And I know sometimes people need to check with the husband or check with the wife or check with the banker or the stockbroker or whoever before they're able to make a larger donation. So I'm letting you know today, on our first day of the drive, we will need to have larger donations as we go along. So please start doing your check-in, and there will still be time to make those larger donations later in the drive, either tomorrow or Thursday. We also need donations of every amount, though. And if you know you can make a donation right now, please give us a call, 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000.
You can also go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Let's take one of those calls for Jimmy. Thank you to those who have called with their questions. We want to make sure we get you on as well. Andrew is in Toronto, Canada. Welcome, Andrew. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Sure. My question is, I was reading Why We're Catholic by Trent Horn, and basically he addressed a ridiculous objection, which was the Pope is the Antichrist. But he spoke about the Book of Revelation in an interesting way. It almost sounded to me like he's saying the Catholic view is that the Book of Revelation describes event that already happens, and it's not describing future events, because he said something along the lines of, like, scholars believe that John was referring to the persecution of early Christians, not to future events. So, like, what is the Catholic position on the Book of Revelation?
Well, there, I haven't read the passage you're talking about, so I can't really comment on that. But I can comment on the Book of Revelation. And there's not a single mandated interpretation of the Book of Revelation. Just like with most of the Bible, the church doesn't have an official commentary on it. As long as you don't violate a teaching of the faith, scholars are allowed to explore the text and interpret it however they think the evidence best supports. When it comes to Revelation, there are a number of different schools of thought. The one that this passage was referring to is called preterism. Now, it doesn't hold that everything in Revelation is in the past. There are still events from chapters 20 forward that are still in our future in Revelation, but it holds that the bulk of the material in Revelation does pertain to the early church and the early persecutions of the church. I recently did an episode of Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World, where I went through the different major theories, and I'm a preterist. I think that's what the evidence supports. But you can access that episode by going to mysterious.fm/408, because it's episode 408. I went through all the different major schools, talked about the evidence for and against them. And you can also go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jimmy Akin. And in the search feature for my channel, not for YouTube as a whole, but for my channel, type in Revelation or scroll through the Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World playlist, and you'll find that episode. It just came out last month in March, so it's easy to find. And I go through the major theories and, talk about here's why people would believe this, and then here's evidence that might go against this theory. And I ultimately conclude that preterism, or the idea that most of Revelation is about the early church, is the view that's best supported by the evidence. That's not official Catholic teaching, though, but it is a very common scholarly opinion. It also has some support in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, which speaks of how many of the early saints were persecuted by the beast of Revelation, which would place the beast of Revelation in our past.
We're going to leave it there because we are coming up near the break, and it's a perfect time. We take a couple minutes break at the bottom of the hour here, and it's a perfect time to call and help us stay on the air for the next 3 months. And 12 lines are open, 4 lines are full. We've had a good number of folks calling, and we're very grateful for that. But we've got, as we get to the bottom of the hour, we'll be nearing the halfway mark, and we're not at the halfway mark as far as funds raised this hour. If we can raise the $20,000 this hour, we're on track, and we have a $20,000 dollar for dollar match. So every gift in any amount is matched up to $20,000. It'll be matched again if it's a one-time gift of $500 or more, and separately if it's a one-time if it's a recurring gift of $20 or more. That is a monthly pledge that of $20 or more. That will also be met with a second match. So two different second matches: one for $500 one time, and one for $20 a month. So either of those, you can have your money tripled right now and help us to be fully funded for the next 3 months. 888-291-8000.
Quick update, we're about 40% of the way to our goal. We're 50% of the way through the hour. We need to hear from you. Now's a great time to call. You won't miss anything. 888-291-8000.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we do not have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by 4 radio stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a 2-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back, Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Jimmy Akin is our guest, the Jimmy Akin podcast, Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World podcast, very popular podcast. Jimmy does both of those. He's also author of many books, and he's got a wonderful new book out called It's called Evidence for Christ, How We Know That Jesus is the Messiah. Jimmy is our guest this hour, and it is Ask Him Anything. So let me give out that number just a couple times, and then we're going to give out a different number because we are in the midst of our pledge drive. If you have a question for Jimmy, whether you're Catholic or not, whether it's an advanced question, beginning level question, whatever, 888-318-7884. That will get you on the line to ask Jimmy your question, 888-318-7884. When I say I'm going to be giving out the other number for the rest of this half hour, that is our pledge drive number. Each quarter, we come to you and ask to help us be fully funded for the next quarter. Your generous help is what makes it possible for us to give this program away to any radio station that wants to play it, any any app that wants to play, anybody that wants to play can have the show for free anywhere around the world. But it's not free to us. You pay for it. And we've been, it's been a wonderful, wonderful partnership for almost 30 years now. Folks have come through for us, made it possible. And we're asking for your help now to be fully funded, to continue to provide this show around the world. 888-291-8000.
And want to give people an update. We are now, based on the current numbers I'm looking at, we are 43% of the way towards our $20,000 goal for this hour. That's good. It's not quite where we need to be, though. We need to, we're just over 50% of the way through the hour, so we need to be at the 50% mark. We're only at the 43% mark. So we got a little bit of catching up to do, but we're not way behind. So if you give us a call at 888-291-8000, once again, 888-291-8000, and make your pledge, we should be able to catch up and end where we need to be for this hour. Also want to say thank you to some folks. Thora in Somerville, Texas, says she's sending $1,000. That'll become $3,000 for us. Joe and Mona from Nebraska say that have made a one-time gift of $1,000. That also becomes $3,000 to us. And Dennis from Lima, Ohio, has donated $500. That becomes $1,500 for us. So thank you very much to Thora, Joe, Mona, and Dennis. Also, we got a notification that Janusz from Poland gave his first ever gift to Catholic Answers of $100. We really appreciate that, and we appreciate support from international listeners. Now, I see Janusz here is in New York at the moment, but we've got listeners all over the world, and no matter where you are, you can support us. You may not be able to call our toll-free number, but you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your donation safely and securely from anywhere in the world at any time of day, even if you're listening to us on the podcast or on a YouTube video after the fact. It doesn't matter where you are, 24 hours a day, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and support us from anywhere on planet Earth or its near vicinity.
You're going to have to be near enough to make that phone call or connect to the internet, but please do. 888-291-8000, safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or you can simply text the word Catholic to 24365. Wherever you go out of those three options, it all goes to the same match, it goes to the same fund, it goes to the same place. There are 14 lines open. Let's see if we can get some folks to take advantage of that match for the $20 a month pledge or more. Anybody who can make a $20 a month or more pledge is being tripled right now, double matched. 888-291-8000. Could we fill up those 14 lines with $20 a month pledges or more? 888-291-8000. Here in studio, Jimmy, we've got the president of Catholic Answers, Chris Check. Hi, Chris.
Hello, Cy. Hello, Jimmy. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. My friends, there are 15 lines open and a lot of match money yet to meet before the end of the hour, so this is a great time to call. 15 lines open. Cy, I want to say a few things. Can I say a few things?
Jim,
it is your show. I want to ask for permission. Yeah, the first is I want to thank everyone who supported us so far.
Praise God.
And not just on this drive, but as you said, for the nearly 30 years that this show has been in existence. This show, my friends, exists because of, yes, the talent of Cy Kellett, the decades of research of guys like Jimmy Akin. But it is broadcast because of your generosity. You pay for the bills to make it possible for us to broadcast it. And I'm sitting here in this magnificent studio. This is my second thing, Cy.
Okay.
So two. I think there's going to be a third one.
Okay, good.
This studio that we're in right now, which Edgar just did a magnificent job redesigning. I know he had some help from Jeff. This is so important that we have an aesthetically pleasing studio, because so much of the broadcast now is going out by video. The great work of Luke Bender, who is, you know, just a wizard at manipulating the YouTube algorithms and drawing.
He might be an actual wizard. I don't know what he does.
It is possible. 888-291-8000. 18 lines open, my friends. Just because I started talking doesn't mean you don't have to call in. 888-291-8000. So my point here, Cy, is that the support that people give us means, yes, a very talented host, apologists who have, altogether more than hundreds of years of research behind them, and hard work at mastering the craft. Also, and just Catholic Answers leads the way here with charity and joy. And a genuine love, desire to bring everyone to the fullness of the teaching of Jesus Christ. Yep. 17 lines open, 888-291-8000. So this is my third thing.
Okay.
For now.
For now.
I want to invite everyone whose lives have been changed by this show, and have never made a gift to call in now. 16 lines open, 888-291-8000. Every one of us has benefited, me personally, from this program. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to it because you continue to benefit from it. And yet, most of the people who listen do not support the show. They benefit from it. So, my friends, you want this benefit of this program that you have received to be passed along to millions and millions
right.
more. That
right.
is something you desire. And by the way, you should desire it as a Catholic or Christian. You should. 888-291-8000, 15 lines open. So if you have never met, if you've benefited from this program, and I'm just going to say that's everybody listening, whether they know it or not, and you've benefited from this program and you have not made a gift, please call in now. Your gift is going to be, in some cases, tripled.
Yes, and I can explain that when you're going.
888-291-8000. Let's get first-time givers to call in.
If you start a new monthly pledge of $20 or more, it'll be tripled. Or if you can make a one-time gift of $500 or more, it'll be tripled. Everybody's pledge is doubled till we use up that $20,000. 888-291-8000. Chris, I think I'll head back to the phones and get Jimmy another call, but thank you very much. We're at 15 call lines open. We can fill those up right now. 888-291-8000.
And, an event we just had recently here in the life of the church was Easter. And Easter is when new people come into the church, for the most part. So I know there are a lot of new Catholics who have just come into the church, whether they were baptized before or not. We have a lot of new Catholics right now. A lot of them were aided on their journey by Catholic Answers Live. And it's not only them who benefit, it's also other people in their families. Because if you have someone in your family who just came into the church, whether it's a husband or a wife or a child or a parent, that brings extra spiritual unity to the family. So both the people who've just come into the church have benefited through Catholic Answers Live, and the people in their families and their friends have benefited even more broadly. So if you're one of those people, whether you yourself came into the church or whether you know someone who just came into the church and they were helped by Catholic Answers Live, now's your opportunity to pay that benefit forward, to help other people the same way that you were helped. And the way to do that is give us a call, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Once again, 888-291-8000. We've got 15 folks standing by waiting to take your call, so you won't have to wait, and we're making decent progress. I see that we had a $1,000 donation from B in Glory. Fremont, Nebraska. Want to thank her. That becomes $3,000 for us. Also, Gene in Omaha is sending a check for $250. He says he loves Jimmy and Cy's sense of humor and listens while he's mowing the lawn. So Cy and I are very glad to
be able to
lighten your lawn mowing duties. Just be careful. Don't get to laughing so hard that you trip and have an accident while you're mowing the lawn.
Maybe it's a ride-on mower.
And a giant lawn that it takes him 2 hours to mow. I hope so, Gene. Thanks very much. Look, we're down to 13 lines open now. 7 calls on, 888. Oh, now 9 calls on. Thank you. I'll tell you what, that lets me go to let Jimmy answer some questions.
Can I just say one more thing here?
Sure.
I want to underscore what Jimmy says about humor, because you are funny and so is Jimmy. Humor is part of the way, and Joe, for example, humor is part of the way that we share the gospel. If we were boring and not engaging, we would draw fewer souls to Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So I think that's part of the talent. That's part of the joy. That's part of the charity. That's part of the love. But a good sense of humor, that really undergirds good evangelization.
As does a nicely mowed lawn. Thank you very much. All right, let's go to Adam in Little Rock, Arkansas. Adam, thanks for the call. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Big fan, by the way.
Thank you, Adam.
So I'm recently actually a revert to the Catholic faith 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Just got confirmed into the church.
Beautiful.
But
awesome.
I've been on fire for the Lord, and basically these past 2 years have come about with some new challenges about being, you know, bold and defending the faith and being proud of it. But I always get this same question from friends and family, and even like with experiences of I'm a single man and like dating women who are Christian but not Catholic. And just they tend to like get to the point where they always are like, you seem like you're too into it. Like you're too into the weeds of being Catholic. Like why does that matter? So I guess my question like overall is, how do we as Catholics inform, like, just, you know, non-Catholics, other Christians, like why it matters to be Catholic and in full communion, like with the church?
Okay, well, in basic terms, it matters because it's what Jesus wants. Jesus founded one church. He said, you know, to St. Peter, on this rock, meaning St. Peter, I will build my church. So he's got one church, and it's been around since the first century, because he says the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. The gates of Hades means the realm of the dead. So his church is never going to die. So it's still around. And we know it is built on St. Peter, and it has officers and laws. I've got an episode of the Jimmy Akin podcast where I go into this in detail if you go to my YouTube channel. But basically, it's the will of Jesus, and he wanted all of his followers to be united in his church. This is a theme that he stresses in his farewell discourse in John's Gospel on the night of the Last Supper. It's sometimes called his high priestly prayer in John 17, where he prays that all of his followers may be one. So this is the will of Christ, and that's the fundamental reason. So, you know, encouraging people to learn about his church and join his church, which has been around since the first century, that's important simply because it's Christ's will, and thus it's God's will. Beyond that, though, there are benefits to being Catholic. You get the fullness of truth. Christ promised that he and the Holy Spirit would lead his church into a full understanding of truth. He also gives extra graces to people. You know, in a Catholic context, you really screw up, you commit a mortal sin, you just go to confession. You have a clear knowledge of what you need to do and how to remedy the situation, and you can go and do it. But in a Protestant context, it's much more complex and much more ambiguous. You don't have the same easy access to grace that you do in Catholic circumstances. So I would posit three basic reasons why it's important that I would stress to someone who's not Catholic, but why it's important to be Catholic. Number one, it's Christ's will. And if you're a follower of Christ, then you ought to care about his will. Number two, it will get you a more accurate understanding of Christian teaching, and that'll help you get to heaven better than if you have a less accurate understanding. And third, it gives you greater access to God's grace, and that definitely makes it easier to get to heaven. So those are the three basic reasons I would propose to someone.
And I thank you for the call and leave it there, because as you heard, we are in the midst of our fundraising and we're getting close to raising the $20,000 this hour, just a couple thousand more and we'll be there. Everyone who gives is being matched 100% up to that $20,000. So if you give 100 now, it's 200. If you give 1,000 now, it's 2,000. But there's a second match for two different categories. There's a second match for those who can give a $500 or more one-time gift. That means that is tripled. There's also a second match for those who can start a new monthly pledge of $20 or more. Your money is tripled. 18 lines open. Perfect time to call. 888-291-8000. I got to take this break. We'll be right back with more Catholic Answers Live.
There's only one Catholic Answers Live. One of the biggest mistakes a Christian can make is to try to do good without God's help. St. Therese said, when we trust only ourselves and not God, our soul becomes incapable of virtue. Her remedy? Works of charity. And the greatest work of charity is to share the gospel. At St. Paul Street Evangelization, a Catholic nonprofit, we encourage you to share the gospel with someone who doesn't know Jesus. Catholic Answers is supported in part by St. Paul Street Evangelization. StreetEvangelization.com.
Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live. Jimmy Akin, our guest, and I got a little bit of good news for you, Jimmy. You said you wanted international pledges, or you mentioned international pledges. And yep. I just wanted to tell you, Matthew from Antipolo in the Philippines just gave more than $500.
Praise God.
And that was tripled. And isn't that beautiful? Thanks for...
thank you, Matthew.
Thank you, Matthew. And thank you, Jimmy, for reaching out to our international listeners.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Matthew. Really appreciate it. And to all of our other international listeners, you can do exactly what Matthew did. You can support this program, too. We are not supported by the church. We are not supported by the state. We are supported by you. I know in some countries like Germany, the state collects, you know, funds and supports the church. That doesn't happen here in America. We have separation of church and state here, and we don't take money from the church. So we are purely supported by the people who see the benefit that we're doing apostolically. And whatever country you're in, you can help support us and help keep this great programming coming to you and to people around the world. Just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Once again, CatholicAnswersRadio.com from anywhere in the world or its near vicinity. You know, if you're up on the International Space Station, you can get on the internet and help us out. I'd love to have our first off-planet donation. That's even more exciting.
It's coming.
But we need help from listeners in all kinds of different countries. So CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you're here in North America, it's even easier. You can just go to, you can just dial 888-291-8000. And we've got lots of folks. Let me check the exact number. We've got 12 folks who are sitting at their desks waiting to hear from you. They'll take your call. It doesn't take long at all. You know, I'm told something like 90 seconds if you want to do it real fast. So please give us a call, 888-291-8000.
Christian?
Those calls go directly to the staff at Catholic Answers here in our building at 2020 and also to our staff members who are in various places around the country. It's not to some call center in a far-off part of the world. It's people who work every day, it's people in our customer service department, people in the marketing department, finance. Everybody is on the phones during drive, 888-291-8000. My friends, there are 12 lines open. Let's get that below 10. Let's get that into the single digits. We've got about, what, eight minutes left in the hour
here.
Yeah, 888-291-8000. So I just want to say again, if you've benefited from something, imagine, my friends, if you went through a period in your life where you had food insecurity and you were able to avail yourself of a soup kitchen or something of this nature or a food bank, and now you're back on your feet. And what would you want to do? You would want to make sure that that food bank continued to operate so other people who are hungry could eat and get back on their feet. How much more with divine grace, with the supernatural reality of divine grace, with the fullness of the truth, with the love and mercy of Jesus Christ, as Jimmy said in his last answer there, with the assurance that if you are in the state of mortal sin, you can go into a confessional anywhere and hear those words, "I absolve you of your sins." 888-291-8000. That, my friends, is something that you want to share because you have it and you want the rest of the world to have it. We have 10 lines open.
Let's... Oh, you said get it down to single digits. One more call and we're there. 888-291-8000.
We do have a little ways to go this hour. We are very close to hitting the $20,000 goal, but we've got like 12 minutes left in this hour. So we do need to hear from you. Want to say thank you to Bill and Alabama, who gave a $500 gift. That becomes $1,500 for us. Also, Mary in San Antone gave a $500 gift. That becomes $1,500. And Thomas in Texas gave a $5,000 gift, which
Holy
will become $15,000 for us.
Glory
Thank
to God.
You very much to all the people who are helping us get to the $20,000 matching goal. We do need to hear from you. Now, soon, I'm hoping we'll take another call before the end of the hour, but once we get to the end of the hour, there will be several minutes for mandatory break. The FCC requires it, and you won't miss anything. So that's going to be an even better time to call. So 888-291-8000.
Chris got his wish. We're down to single digits now. 9 lines open. 888-291-8000.
Let's get it to 5 lines open.
Let's do that while we take this call. Justin is in Sheridan Lakes, Colorado, listening on the Catholic Answers app. Justin, thank you so much for your patience. Go ahead with your question.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My question, Jimmy, has to do with apostolic authority. I am in the process of converting, and so I have many conversations with my anti-Catholic family. And in a conversation with my dad recently, I was trying to point out the necessity for apostolic authority in order to, essentially in order to trust our interpretations of Scripture. And he made the claim that he had... maybe not exactly apostolic authority, but that he had the teaching of the apostles because he had the Bible. I guess.
And
can
you'd
you
like
me...
to know how to respond to that?
Yeah, I think I responded okay in the moment, but just, I mean, that's kind of the big thing to me is the necessity of authority.
Well, how would you respond to that?
Well, The first thing I do is I always try to acknowledge truth in someone's position, because that does a couple of things. One thing it does is it shows that I'm listening to the person, that I'm understanding their position, I'm sympathizing with their position, and I'm meeting them part way. So that's a good faith gesture that will help them listen to me better if I'm showing that I'm listening to them in good faith. The other thing that identifying truth in another person's position does is it marks out territory that we don't need to fight about. We can move on to have more productive discussions about other things. If we acknowledge what we agree on, then we don't have to argue about what we agree on. So in the case of what your father did, now it'd help me if I knew exactly what words he used, but basically I would acknowledge, okay, you do have apostolic teaching in the form of Scripture. That's good. That is a benefit. I'm not going to deny that. You've got a genuine treasure in the Bible. So that's good. But is that all we're supposed to have? And is that sufficient for what we're supposed to have? Because there's nothing in the Bible that says everything that the apostles taught got written in the Bible. And in fact, the historic position in Christianity has been that there is apostolic tradition from the apostles outside the Bible, and you're missing out on that. I recently did an episode of the Jimmy Akin podcast on 3 traditions that even Protestants accept that are apostolic in nature because they're not in the Bible. So I'd suggest checking out that video. The other thing is that I mentioned is it sufficient merely having the Bible? Well, it would seem not, because there are billions of Christians in the world and they have a diversity of views. this is particularly true in the Protestant community. So just because you have the Bible doesn't mean that you're going to understand it correctly. And there have been all kinds of folks, like Jehovah's Witnesses, and even within the Protestant community, people who understand the Bible in very different ways without an authorized interpreter. So do we have any evidence from the Bible that Jesus meant there to be an authorized interpreter for his word? And the answer is yes. Jesus talks about the Holy Spirit leading the disciples into all truth, and Jesus himself says in Matthew 28 that he will guide the church in its teaching till the end of the world. So that's a sketch of what I would say. I'm afraid I gotta go. Now is the ideal time for folks to call in, 888-291-8000. We've got 15 lines open for you right now, and we need to hear from you. You won't miss anything. 888-291-8000.
If you're on your computer or phone, you can also go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or simply text the word Catholic to 24365. It all goes to the same place. Looking forward to letting you know how we do when we count it all up right after this when we come back. 888-291-8000. Right back with more Jimmy Akin on Catholic Answers Live.